Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So I wonder, this happened the other day. I think we mentioned this one. The woman that ate 48 oysters on a date.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The guy left, right?
And he bolted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was his
Oysters aren't cheap, by the way.
No.
No matter where you're at, they're not
cheap.
And
it was his understanding that it was just going to be drinks. And then she ordered 4 dozen oysters.
No, I love oysters, but I never eat that many. And usually I'll just get a dozen because they're not cheap, you know.
No.
Even a dozen's not cheap for that matter.
It's usually $25 or more.
Exactly, right. And if they're not in season, they're going to cost even more. And it depends on where you are in the country, too, for that matter. But yeah, she ordered 48 oysters. Now, does oysters help her get horny like the old bull crap the guys got horny?
That's crap, isn't it?
I'm sure it is.
There's no aphrodisiac food.
Yeah. Don't they just make you feel a little squirmy?
And well, it doesn't come through you right away, you know.
It says she also had a crab cake and a red potato entree, too.
I loved how you made the squirming thing. That's pretty cool.
As they slide down your stomach.
She ate 48 oysters in front of them.
And a crab cake and an entree.
Was she a biggin?
I don't really have a picture of her here.
Thin girls got appetites, too.
But she put this up on her TikTok.
That's a book I just wrote, by the way. What?
She's the one recounting this story on TikTok, and she's mad that he left. And again, it was that he had one drink, as it was his impression that no food would be ordered, only to see her go, yeah, 4 dozen oysters, a crab cake, and an entree, please.
She's a curvy girl. But I wouldn't say she's fat by any stretch of the
imagination. No, you could be thin and eat a lot of food, too.
She's got the Bulgarian split squat, hip thrust, squat. She's got one of those butts.
You got a booty.
Yeah.
Three squats, too.
Four.
All right.
And he just left? He excuses himself to the bathroom, and apparently she didn't realize that he'd left for at least 20, 30 minutes.
And, she thought it's a long poop or something like that.
Or she was just busy slurping oysters and mashing that crab cake.
Right.
She ended up paying for it?
$184.
Well, yeah.
Was the tab.
It's going to happen when you drink and have 48 oysters.
Yeah.
And he thought they were just meeting for drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bounce.
That was his understanding.
Why not?
Was it Dutch? Was he agreeing to pay for it?
No word on that. I'm thinking he was probably planning on picking up the tab if they were just going to have a drink or two together.
Right. And he's probably thinking this could be an expensive woman to date.
Not Dutch. It was in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. It was Georgian.
Are you opening up for Nick this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right,
a lot of people don't know what that is either.
Yeah.
Dutch.
All Dutch is each pay for yourself. Right,
look it up in your encyclopedia.
That's a ton of oysters. But also, I think I get somebody be like, hey, you want to meet up for drinks? If you're at a restaurant, you can't be surprised if somebody orders some food. This is excessive. But if she would have just ordered a meal or whatever, fine.
Yeah.
He would have run out on that.
Oh, yeah. 48's too much. I'd have walked out on that, too.
2 dozen oysters. I mean, I could eat 2 dozen oysters, but it seems like a Oh, I could probably eat 48 too, for that matter.
They have oysters at Red Lobster.
I don't think so.
That's good.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she posted a screenshot of her text to this guy, saying, "Hey, running out on a tab is crazy." And he replied, "I offered to take you out for drinks, and you ordered all of that food. I'll cash app you the money for the drinks if you want."
Man, dating sucks.
It really does.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, one of my two biggest fears in life, dating again and going back to school.
Right.
I don't want to do either of those
things. Well, I'm not going back. You can make a choice to go back to school.
Yeah, you don't have to do either.
The dating thing might not be your choice.
But yeah, if it's up to me, I don't want to do either.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
Well, yeah.
Well, actually, you don't have to even date. You know,
if you happen to be single, like, it'd be the same for you. It's not like we'd have, be like fending people banging down your door.
No, no, I'm not.
Like, it would be very simple to not go on a date.
Yeah, it would be easy not to go on a date.
But at that point, I think
you're only getting the phone. Hey, pussy's single. Or any of us, man. Hey, they're single. Hey,
I think
phone's ringing, man.
Ringing off the hook.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What was the other date story we had earlier this week that I don't think we discussed on the air?
Puss couldn't—he was so busy out there answering the phone.
Apparently there was some woman who just couldn't get her nose out of her phone.
Yes.
So the guy walked out.
Yeah, and then he left her too.
Stuck her with an $80 bill.
Yeah. Where was that story? Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
This was in the UK somewhere, and she was.
The man who, he's from a major U.S. city. So I didn't say where it happened.
Whatever. Yeah. It happened. What'd he say?
Yeah. It says the pair hit it off, decided to meet in person, and then he found out she had the, quote, attention span of a gnat.
I've never quite gotten that phase. Have we tested the attention span of a gnat? And that could, in fact, be very focused.
Yeah, he just buzzes around quickly.
Yeah,
I never got that saying either.
Yeah, just because they move around a lot doesn't mean they don't have a good attention span.
Right.
Yeah, this is from a Reddit forum called Petty Revenge.
Plus, gnats probably live 4 minutes.
Probably.
In general, what's the lifespan of a gnat? So maybe their attention span is that part. You know,
maybe they
pay attention to
really focused throughout their life.
Or maybe they want to see a bunch of stuff before they die. They only got 4 minutes. You know. Yeah.
So this guy says that he tries to open things, but she sits there texting for 5 minutes while we're waiting for the order. Occasionally apologizing, he says.
He got a little acknowledgement there.
Yeah, she did kind of acknowledge, sorry, I got to take this.
I'm looking for another date.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Reddit thread sounds like it happened here in the States. When I was single and dating in a large, major U.S. city, I met up with a girl at a bar for drinks. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it goes, he even makes reference, he says, to the fact that, boy, I should really take that phone and just throw it out the window. And, he's...
Bitch.
She's
bitch.
Addicted to just stuck with her nose in the phone the whole time. And I think he did the same thing as the other dude. He excused himself to the bathroom, and she didn't realize that he'd left for, 30 minutes. Which a lot of commenters were saying... that's evidence that you did the right thing.
Right, she's still on the phone, you know.
Oh, I was out with a woman once who was on her phone constantly during dinner. So I got passive-aggressive, and I just texted to her Facebook page.
This is your wife, right?
Yeah.
And she's it
wasn't something I could walk out on.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Well, you'd be waiting in the car for her then, you know. So
it was just something to the effect of, if you're out on a date at a restaurant, you should pay attention to the person who brought you to dinner.
That's brilliant. Did she see it on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Wow. She got the notification.
And looked.
Yep.
Oh.
And checked it out. And I think we talked
it's you.
After that.
She goes, it's you. It was your own pina colada
it's
song.
Me.
Oh, it's
that's
you.
One of those things I try to be very... cognizant of, you know, if sitting at a dinner table or something.
I try to be more cognizant of it too. You're right.
Put the phone down. Put it in my pocket. You know, just put it away. Be there at the conversation at the table.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm with you on that too. Yeah.
No, I don't blame this guy for getting up and walking out.
I don't blame either of these
guys. Not at all.
No.
I think both of these, they were in the right to just say no and just pull the ripcord and leave.
Is it the girl with the big long fingernails that has to punch the phone in a certain delicate way? You know, that one always
probably
with her thing
with her
puts is doing it exactly
with her knuckle.
No, not the knuckle. It's
no, like the pad of the finger.
Pad. You got it because the fingernails are too long to touch it. Right. Yeah. Touch it. I don't remember first date. I don't remember them anymore, so I don't even know what I did. And phones didn't exist when I dated. I mean, not phones didn't exist. Yeah, phones didn't exist.
Yeah, apparently,
we rode down the buggy, and we had to knock on the door and ask if we could court their daughter. That's how
my wife and I just started hanging out.
Yeah, that's the way most people, I think. Especially younger people, right? Yeah.
A telegraph. Tell them we were coming over.
Well, I'll see you in the spring after the harvest is one of those things.
Right.
I'd be down.
I love this line.
I'd be down off the holler when the weather clears.
The post from the guy who was on
hopefully
the first.
Hopefully this reaches you in time.
Stop. Right.
The post from the guy who was out with the texting.
We dated a long time ago is what we're trying to say.
He says.
Smoke signals.
He was on his way to the bathroom and he even went so far. He says, I looked the other way and there's a service door open behind the kitchen. He said, I turned right instead of left. And exited into the sweet, sweet air of freedom. So he went through the kitchen.
If you walk through a kitchen like on purpose, like if you have a purpose, they don't stop you.
No.
It's kind
act
of,
like you've been there.
Yeah, you act like you've been there. You just kind of walk through, man.
Ain't nobody going to stop you.
They don't
But he went that far as to not be seen leaving his date. To walk through
the
kitchen.
Well, you don't want
to
chase you. Yeah, I don't blame him for that.
Because he didn't want, where are you going? Why are you leaving? He's just like, nah, I'm done.
I got the oysters to eat
over here.
Did he get dragged or did most people side with him?
No, I think most people sided with him. Yeah. She was there for the free dinner and that's all. You played the reverse Uno card. Well done. Good for you. Some sweet, sweet revenge. Yeah, it sounds like most of the commenters were on his side that she was just kind of being petty and...
Well, I think a lot of these kind of dates sound like people that didn't really know each other that well to begin with, you know. It's probably some internet thing hooking up, some dating site, you know.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's the first day.
They met on Tinder or some dating app.
Like Jimmy Casino. We'll still lead. You want to hang on afterwards? Nah, hard pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody in here says, too bad people can't leave date reviews on the dating apps, like a Yelp type of thing.
Oh, well, that's set up for sabotage.
That happened.
Yeah, it would be.
That happened years ago. There was that website called Don't Date Him.
Yeah.
And they would just rip these guys. And it was unfair because you don't have no idea. This guy just wasn't interested and the woman wanted to just be.
But if it was like a situation like think of like Airbnb, where when you stay at an Airbnb.
This chick will bunch down 48 oysters, right?
But you don't get to review the Airbnb until it's validated that you stayed there. And same thing with the host. If there was some way to validate, like, oh, yes, you two did go out on a date, now we'll send you a review of each other.
Yeah,
and you
but
can,
there's no
well,
way.
What would I don't know how you'd do
what,
that.
Jimmy Casino, what would he got if he just said hard pass and then told her she was fat? What would his review have been?
Truthful?
She misrepresented herself.
She was bigger than her picture, I should say. Yeah, she's a bigger gal.
Right? Totally misrepresented herself.
And he has no filter?
And he sent a picture of himself. You know, it wasn't a skinny rip picture. It was just James. He said, "This is me. Yeah, all right.
He would have sent a skinny rip picture, but he has none of those.
No,
not a one.
Well, skinny picture.
I mean, maybe from '82.
Yeah. He loves it.
He's listening right now. I know.
No,
I'm just waiting for my phone to.
Well,
go
that
off.
Dating bit. He loves that dating bit. It's hilarious. Yeah, if you've had a bad date, I don't know.
I mean, bad enough to walk out without saying anything.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's a pretty clean break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.